is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes, along with State Representative Sidney Carlin of Manhattan, on the phone right now with us. And Sidney, I know probably a little worn out after all the activity of the last several days, and kind of how are you holding up?
Oh, you know, we learn to pace ourselves. I think that's what I'm trying to do, is just be where I need to be and relax some in between so that I get a little fresh air and exercise. So.
Well, good for
very
you.
Important.
Well, and I know, of course, we're notified that you did approve a spending bill last night. And tell us a bit about that, if you could, please.
Yes, our budget bill passed last night. And it's like the first time I have voted for a budget in many, many years. I don't know if I ever have before. But I think the way it came together this year and this in the room helped persuade me, as well as the fact that K-State and mental health got some new money, and that was pretty big for me. K-State didn't get a lot, but we were able to make it equal with the other universities that had had a severe cut a few years ago, and K-State and KU had more of a cut than the other schools, the way it was written, and so we got that fixed this year. And it's just like another $1 million or so for K-State, but every little bit helps. So that helped me to support the budget, as well as we put money in for mental health, especially osteotomy, to help to support the finishing the beds that need to be finished, at, to get some open for use. And we've had waiting lists for the last year and a half or so. So we had to put in $20 million for operating costs just until we get certified by the feds on that. So, pardon me. I'm sorry. I'm a little croaky this morning.
Well, I can only imagine, you know, first thing in the morning after all the long and late nights that you've had. And I know one thing we did want to mention, I know Dave Lewis and I were talking a bit about it earlier this morning, but it was a real shocker to hear of one of your fellow representatives' deaths. And very, you know, you always wonder how long it would take people to miss you if something happened to you. And of course, people discovered it pretty quickly because she was due on the floor. But some of your thoughts, apparently you worked with her quite a bit.
Well, Patsy Terrell was a beginning legislator from Hutchinson. She was 55 years old, and she was really a go-getter. She was a journalism person. She liked to write, and she was very creative. She had a lot of flair. She was always had different colored glasses on every day, and lots of pretty brooches and long flowing hair, and just a really exuberant personality. And she really came into the legislature to help fix the problems. And she was so thrilled because the night that she died, right after we passed the override on the tax plan. And she was a very big part of the Women's Caucus that came together to help to get that tax plan off the dime. And very verbal, she had opposed, as I had, every other tax plan that was out there. And it was important to she and I that we got some things covered, such as the child care tax credit, and that we had enough money in there to do some of the problems, fix some of the problems that we been dealing with, and she and I both drew our guns, and we both came around during that process after we learned a few things that we didn't know and asked a few hard questions. And so I really appreciated Patsy. And she came in. We had all gone to dinner after the session that night, and she came in a little late, but she came in just dancing. She was so excited. So, you know, died in her sleep in her room. Had been up all night because she couldn't sleep, and she had tweeted at 6 in the morning that she was going to bed. So I think the woman died very, very happy in her sleep, and what a way to go, you know? But, and that's Patsy. She would have been delighted with her own passing, I think, the way it went. So,
what a wonderful tribute.
Unfortunate. And it's very, 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 very sobering here, you know? We all kind of keep going as hard as we can, and very sobering.
I would think so.
We had two other Democrats have had health issues. We had a man who had a stroke. He lived alone, and he had a stroke, and he had the presence of mind to call 911, and his girlfriend, who's a nurse, and she told him, you know, what to do. And he's back to work and doing okay, but it's going to be a while before he's back really normal. I mean, he's functioning, but he has to be careful. And we had a man who had a heart attack and had 12 times they paddled him back. That I'm sure glad he didn't stop on 11. So he really struggled with his, and he drove himself to the hospital, and, you know. It's we have some health issues. I don't know that you can blame it on stress. I just don't think you can. I think it's just that there's a couple hundred of us down here that work really hard all year, and we know each other really well. And when it happens in our group, we feel like it's something we have to be careful of.
You have to enjoy each day. I think that's...
Well, you know, it sure reminds you that life is very precious, and it ends. It just stops. And it's amazing how that works.
Just went to a funeral of a dear friend. Her mother passed, went to one yesterday. So I know what you're talking about. Let's move along before we get emotional. And I know that earlier this week...
Too bad if we could be human, you know?
Yes, yes. When do you think you'll be done, Sydney?
Well, the budget is in conference. This morning they're having conference committee between the Senate and the House budget. We have to approve that. And that is the last thing that we really have to do at this time. So it could come today, depending on the budget conference, if it's confrontational or if it's easy. I don't know. So we wait until they finish. And so I would guess, if not today, maybe by Monday. And I don't know when the service will be for Patsy, so it could, you know, create another day in here. Probably they'll have the service after we finish.
Well, before we wrap up today, anything else at all, Sydney, you're wanting to add for our listeners?
Yeah, you know, we did have some things that occurred yesterday as our budget process. We did pass in our budget, and I don't know where the Senate is on this, but to build a new prison in Lansing, one of the buildings there was built in 1986, and it is not a good place to keep prisoners because of the way it was built. There's not good views for the guards, and they can't see what's going on, so they want to build a different building and use that one for something else. And we also added money for osawatomie. I think I said that. And also, we did get some water plan money in, only $2.6 million, I think. We need to be putting $8 million a year in there, and we haven't done it since 2008. We have blue-green algae problems in Milford and all around the state, and we need to, you know, be able to take care of these issues as they come. We also worked on the amusement park bill yesterday, and I voted against the bill that they put on the budget that passed, but they will delay the penalties for the inspections, the legal penalties, till January of next year, but they will do inspections beginning this summer, July. So the inspection process on our carnival rides will be better, but we lost two kids this year at carnival ride thing. We lost Scott Swab's son and then the little girl in Wichita that touched the wire, that was not properly grounded. And so, you know, I think we needed to act on that, and I didn't think there was any reason to put anything off, but it did delay the penalties on that. And, of course, the governor's override was a huge, huge thing for us, and it is very unifying for this legislature to be able to come together on something that important. So I'm really pleased that we were able to come together and get Kansas moving forward. It doesn't fix everything, but it's it moves us forward.
Well, thanks again so much, State Representative.
You're welcome.
Sydney
You're welcome.
Carlin.
Thank
Amanda.
You for-
Uh-huh. And we'll see you a week from Monday.
19th.
Yes, right. On June 19th, we hope to have as many of the legislators as who are available. Again, our thanks to State Representative Sydney Carlin of Manhattan, and we'll take a break. When we come back, we already have in studio with